This has been an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you've been digging the music you heard here tonight, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. And have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Everybody, we're Steel Yams. We're a little student group on campus, and yeah, we like to jam. Dion's fist pumping. We're here with WRCT Pittsburgh. Whoa! Whoa! This is so exciting. Yeah, John is very excited. So we're gonna play a little Cleo Soul jam song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cleo Soul, but she makes really good neo soul slash like folky, very like earthy girl vibes. Yeah, and we don't have our singer with us today, so Dion's gonna take lead, and then we kind of just jam over the rest of the song. It's very freeform, so it will not sound like the beginning at all, but that's okay, because that's lucky what we do, because we have ADHD, and we just get bored. Okay, take it away, David. Thank you. So, yeah, that was, started off as Cleo Soul, and then it ended in a song that Dion wrote. He has his best visions at night, I believe, is when he wrote it, and then we played it one time. We only practiced that one time, at least the second part, so it was mostly free form. But yeah, a little process of how we jam. We'll start with a groove, and then, at least from my perspective as a drummer, I listen for when David changes his bass line, and then I try to make a groove that fits better with whatever bass line he's doing. And then typically, Dion will be in control of like the chord progressions and where we're going. John always has got like a lick up his sleeve. I feel like he's got the licks, a nice little rhythm guitarist. But you'll hear him solo more, but definitely, David and Dion definitely soloed the most in that song. And the type of groove we were doing was Dilla. I don't know if you know Jay Dilla. He's a famous producer. And he came up with that swing. It's like a quintuplet. So it's like I'm playing in like a swinged. It'd be like I'm playing five notes instead of four in the typical bar. And it sounds cool over everything else. And it sounds cool in like a more hip-hop-ish groove. So yeah. Now we're going to do, what are we going to do? We're just gonna do some jazz, I guess. We're gonna do a song. This is a song that Dion and I wrote. It has different time signatures, so it starts in 4, and then it goes to 5/4, and then it goes to 6/4, and then it goes back into 4/4. So you will hear that if it sounds. The one isn't right where it's supposed to be. That's why. Yeah, it's a good time. This is there's no name for the song. It's just like wacky song or whatever. Okay. Thank you. cool. That was fun. We actually literally played that song once for Battle of the Bands and then never played it again. So that was our first time playing it in a minute. But it was fun. It sounded fun. We have an Instagram. It's steel.yams, and there's like with a Z. Okay, steel.yams with a Z. Yeah, and you'll see an AI generated picture of a potato, and that's the yam.
We changed it.
Never mind. There's a different picture. Just forget that I said that. It's a drawing. Oh yeah, somebody drew us. Okay, it's that, which is way cooler anyways. Let's just move on. So now we're going to do... Yeah, okay. We're gonna bring it back to the mid-2000s with a song by Childish Gambino called Redbone. Thank you. Gomez, Redbone by Childish Gambino, and then Keys Took a Solo by Dion, and then John took a solo on the guitar, and then David made it nice and funky with the bass. Yeah, so now we're going to play a song by Stevie Wonder. Yeah, we actually played it yesterday for Earth Day. Shout out Earth Day. Help the planet if you feel like it. So this is by Stevie Wonder. It's Isn't She Lovely? Isn't She Lovely? It's a chill song. It's nice and swung. It's like a nice little shuffle. I think he wrote this about his daughter. We don't have children, thank God. I don't think y'all have children, do you? Yeah, so we're chilling. Again, we're still yams. Follow our Instagram, steel.yams with a Z on Instagram. We have an Instagram. You know. Whatever. Are you guys ready? I was just rambling for a second because they were getting ready. Okay, let's go. Thank you. cool. Yeah. A little bit info on IMO. We met, our band met at IMO jam session at the beginning of the semester. So we only had a semester to play together. What does it stand for? Yeah, okay. So IMO is Independent Musician Organization, which basically means that students not necessarily affiliated with like a jazz band or music majors or part of like music clubs on campus still have a space to play music and express themselves. It's been really cool. They have a lot of cool events. The last thing that just happened was hackathon. Hack a song. And then before that, they had, we played at Carnival, and we also played at Mr. Roboto, which was a pretty cool place, cool vibes. Yeah, and then we jammed together for the Battle of the Bands, and that was really cool. It was cool to meet all the other bands, too, and see, like, which groups have come together, especially, like, on a Saturday when we have jams, you kind of just mix with everybody, so it's cool to see which bands, like, formed, like, a solid thing and hear different music styles. Yeah, and it's a really cool experience. I know for me, it's been fun to see and, like, learn other bands' songs. So then when I come and support, we can, like, sing each other's songs now, and that's really fun. Yeah, so that's a little bit about IMO. Yeah, we're going to play two more songs. Yeah, okay, so we're going to do one last little funky jam for you, and then we're going to finish with our big banger of a song that Dion wrote. Yeah, so we're going to just funk it up, I guess. I'll explain a little bit of what's happening right now. Dion and John are figuring out chords and stuff like that, and yeah, then we'll figure out a time, what tempo we want to do it. Okay, Dion's just gonna start playing, so.
Thank you.
That was our little funky jam. Yeah. Now we're going to play a Dion song. We do have words to it, but it doesn't matter because it's a vibe and you just sing what's in your heart. Okay. We're Steel Yams. Thank you, WRCT, for having us. It's been a pleasure. It's been really fun. It's been a great experience. Yeah, and have a good night.
One World Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Makwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, diversity, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to to your doors. Now Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to.
42nd Street.
Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s, more indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can't meet the elite. Where the underworld can't meet the elite. 42nd Street.
And our guest today is going to talk about the power of a different medium, the performing arts. Michelle Falk is our guest. She's an associate professor in the theater department at Wagner College and an established Broadway veteran in her own right. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the first thing we kind of wanted to get into today, before we get into your life teaching and your life on Broadway and everything like that, how did you first fall into this path of, we were talking about the radio for us, how did you first fall into the path of the stage and the performing arts that was like, this is something I have to be involved in?
Well, ever since I was a young woman, I guess I should say, I grew up in a very rural community in Pennsylvania, out way outside of Pittsburgh. And the arts were always such a haven for me. It was a great way to express myself, whether through dance and then later singing. And then even after that, sort of musical theater, putting all those elements together. And so I guess I just loved it too much to not do it. So I kept pursuing it all along the way. Lucky me.
Well, you're now a professor in school. So like, where did you originally go to study? Did you go to conservatory? What's the deal? How did you get from your rural community to New York?
I started out at a small liberal arts college in Pennsylvania, Allegheny College. Because I, you know, you have to remember when I was going to college, and I was lucky to go to college, pursuing a degree in musical theater wasn't really a thing. There were only a couple of colleges in the country that actually had a BFA, a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. So it wasn't really a thing. So I went to a small liberal arts school for 2 years. And at the end of my sophomore year, which is very common in most colleges, where you have to declare a major, you know, I was in a panic because I had no idea what I was going to do. And I went to my dad, who was a dentist, and I said, Dad, I have no idea. You know, I have to pick a major. I don't know. And he said, well, what do you love to do more than anything? And I said, Dad, well, I love to be on stage more than anything. And he said, which was really a gift. He said, well, then that's what you should do. It hadn't even dawned on me, really. Until then, I mean, I'd taken lots of lessons and done a lot of theater and all of that, but it didn't really dawn on me that I could pursue it, that I could make my bliss, you know, my job. And so then I auditioned at a couple of schools, again, you know, Carnegie Mellon and Cincinnati,